This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac for the second week of middle spring. It's the third week of the hungry moon, when marginal pastures often keep cattle and sheep hungry. It's also the third week of the sun in fertile Aries. By this week of the year, you may see butterflies emerging on the warmest days, and I am on the lookout for a particular orange butterfly, a Pelargonia, to be exact. I first saw him on Christmas morning when I got up about 5 o'clock and I listened to the wind and rain drive against the southeast corner of the house. After an hour or so, the storm let up and gusts continued for a while more. And then by sunrise, all was quiet. I went outside on the covered back porch to check the temperature, and it was almost 50 degrees. And that's when I noticed a butterfly, Pelargonia, perched on the head of a small stone crucifix one of my sisters had given me some years ago. Now, I knew that this butterfly belonged to a hibernating species and had spent the winter here as an adult. It was, I reasoned, no great surprise that the unseasonable wind and rain had forced it out of its retreat. But I'm a wavering and superstitious Christian, easily swayed by signs and sacraments, and so the appearance of the Pelargonia on a crucifix in the wake of a freak rainstorm on Christmas morning was bound to trigger some uneasiness in my spirit. Was this a messenger from my Irish Catholic ancestors? Or maybe it was one of those butterfly effect variables that might influence the entire weather of the world? Was this the butterfly whose wings would set off tsunamis and cyclones in the Indian Ocean? Or maybe it was the Isaiah of global warming. Whatever its meaning or its mission, it remained on the cross for 3 days, finally disappearing on a night when the temperature reached 16 degrees. And even now I struggle with his appearance, his epiphany, so to speak, wondering just what it was I had been shown or had been expected to see. This is Bill Felker with Poor Will's Almanac. I'll be back again next week with notes for the third week of middle spring. In the meantime, do not look for hidden meaning in butterflies.
Bill Felker contributes to newspapers nationwide, including the Yellow Springs News. Bill resides in Yellow Springs. Poor Will's Almanac is also available as a podcast at wyso.org.